Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Everybody, welcome Cleaning Nation. I am coming to you live from Maui, Honolulu. No, I was going to say Maui, Honolulu, but that's not even close to true. I get vacation brain going on. So I'm coming to you live from Maui, Hawaii. I was going to try and have like the view, but I couldn't figure it out. The ocean's over there. I couldn't figure out the lighting, so you just have to trust me that we got a beautiful view. We can see the ocean. Life's good. And I figured today would be a great day to talk about how to take a real vacation from your cleaning company and still get paid, right? So many of us, hey, Denise, good to have you. So many of us either fight forever and feel like to take a vacation, we got to work and work and work and kind of save and scrimp and then not get paid and it has to be a total mess. Or, just a lot, they make it a lot harder than it is. And I figured I'd show that. And we had good morning or afternoon, I suppose, Daryl. Yeah, that's a cool thing. It's 1:30 here in Hawaii. It is 4:30 over where you guys are. Kim Johnson in the house. Love that woman. So I did, something a little similar that we got a lot of good feedback on when I was, traveling to Colorado for a marriage retreat, but I was in a Starbucks and I felt like I had to be quiet. I didn't bring the heat like I wanted to. So today we are absolutely going to bring the heat and talk about exactly what we need to do. So not only can you take a vacation, but you can take as many vacations as you like from your cleaning company and still get paid. So let's jump in and do this. The problem is you need vacations and you need money. So many people fall for this bull crap of, oh, I don't need a vacation, or it's, you know, lazy, or I don't know. They're all sorts of head trash. Like they're optional. But the reality is, if you want to be the most effective owner and leader of your cleaning company, you absolutely first and foremost have got to take vacations. Also, your people need to take vacations. When you start getting good people that have been there for a while, it is imperative that you force them to take vacations. And I know it sounds weird, but you will get much, much better long-term. They won't quit as often. They won't get burnt out. They won't get frustrated. You'd be shocked how a really good employee that's a good core values match and is awesome, who hasn't had a vacation in a year and a half, has been overworked, can all of a sudden turn into a fair to middling to not even great employee. Hey, Anthony, good to have you. So the reality is you need vacations and you need to get paid, right? So we want to make sure that a vacation isn't one of two things. One, or one of three things. One, I go and I don't get paid, right? So I'm kind of trading like, well, if I'd like to make rent or pay my bills, I have to be here and work. So it's a real huge sacrifice to take a vacation because I don't get paid. Two, I just work when I'm on vacation, right? Which isn't really a vacation. I just go somewhere else and work and drive my family crazy. Or three, I get paid when I'm on vacation, but it's so miserable planning for it and recovering for it. I can only take one a year and only for like 3 days, and the whole thing's stressful because I'm worried about what's going to happen. So we want to make sure we eliminate all that in today's live broadcast. So let's jump in. So again, let's start at the beginning. So many people forget why we got into the cleaning business. And I talk to you guys day in, day out, and I know many, if not most, if not all of you listening to this broadcast got into the cleaning business because you wanted time and money freedom. You wanted to be able to do what you wanted with whom you want, when you want, regardless of the cost, and regardless of the cost, and not just in money, but in time. And we get into that, into the cleaning business with that clear picture of what we want, but then it wanders off and morphs into this terrible thing that's nothing like that, that takes charge of us, and we're working for it, and we are slaves to our business, and we never get a vacation. And because we love our baby, our business, we sacrifice whatever we think it needs or whatever we think it asks for it, and vacations become this fairy tale land. And the reality is, we've got to make sure that we keep in mind always, 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 this thing is here to serve us, not the other way around. And as soon as the cleaning business stops serving us, and if we're not able to fix it, time to kill it, time to do something different, or take massive action to fix it. But we cannot live a life where this cleaning business lives as our master. It's got to be where it serves us and gives us the time and money freedom we want. So when we start talking about vacations, and some of you guys are like, oh, I could never, it doesn't make any sense, or you don't understand my business, trust me, I talk to all of you guys. The reality is we all need vacations. Most of you got into this for the time and money freedom. And if we are not able to take vacations, it's a really good time to ask ourselves, is this working? Why do I still want to be in this business? And if the answer is yes, but you still want to take vacation, we got to figure out a way to do something different. And that's why we do these, to help moms and dads spend time with their kids and each other and families get back together. Michelle's in the house, my long lost friend. Good to have you, sister. All right. So the other thing we're going to kill is that you have to plan forever before you take a vacation. That will kill you. If the cost of the vacation is I've got to stress out for a month beforehand and plan and jump up and down and then freak out and hope to heck that my employees are going to not, you know, quit and everything's going to turn bad. We've got to twist that around to the fact that you can take a vacation anytime. And the way that you do that, actually, believe it or not, is going to help your business. So when you're running your business right, you can take a vacation anytime. When you feel like you can't leave and you're stuck with your business, you can never get out, that's a good indicator there's something really wrong with your business. Even if you're okay with, oh, I don't care if I can take a vacation, the fact that you can't take a vacation is a huge red flag. And let's talk about exactly what that means. Hey, beautiful. Christina says she's heading out to Cabo, Mexico on Saturday. Good for you. Like I said, trying to live what I coach. I don't know if you can see the Hawaii back there, but it's there. So the reality is, we want to make sure not only can you take vacation, but it's not this huge headache. And the way that we do that is we spend all of our time working on our business, not in it. The problem is if we are working in our business, that means we are doing something that has to be redone. We're cleaning, we're doing payroll, we're doing the schedule, we're washing rags, we're ordering supplies. You guys know what that hopefully you know what in the business means. And the problem is when we stop doing it, someone else needs to do it, right? There's an emergency because the business depends on us because we are doing the business at the most base level, cleaning. So we can never leave, because if we leave, the business stops with us. And then that's a really clear picture that we don't have a business. We have a job, and we didn't get into this thing to have a job. We got into have a business. So all that to say, if you are working in your business, that's a huge red flag. And of course, it's going to stop you from taking a vacation or taking a day off or taking a minute off, right? So the way that we fix that, whether we want to take a vacation or not, is we start working on our business. We got to stop. And the good news is working in your business is all stuff that you can pay someone else to do. We're going to talk about that coming up here. But when you're working on your business, that would be things like creating systems, building a culture, building relationships with key people in your industry, whether it's big customers or your supplier or things like that. The good news about these things is you can take a week off from building systems and nothing happens, right? If you take a week off from cleaning and you're cleaning and no one cleans, you're going to have 20 customers quit, right? If you don't do rags, you don't do the schedule, everything falls apart. So when you're working in your business with stuff like payroll, cleaning, all the stuff we're talking about that has to be done over and over and over again, when you, A, that's not healthy for you or your business. B, when you go to take a vacation, everything goes wrong. When you're working on your business and building systems or culture, the beautiful thing about a great culture is, you guys can leave for a little bit and it's just gonna be fine, right? If you leave for 9 months, the culture is gonna fall apart. But if you leave for a week and you got a good culture, they're gonna do great without you. Sometimes when you come back, they're gonna be like, we didn't need you. So shift one is we've got to move from working in our business to working on it. Not just for the ability to take vacation, although it's delightful for that, but also just for the health of the business. So that's the big thing. The next thing we've got to blow up is this crazy talk belief that I've got to be available for my customers 24/7. You don't understand. I do understand. That's always my red flag is when it's not coachable or not really committed to change. You don't understand my business, Mike. You don't understand my customers. I'm in, you know, Atlanta. I'm in fill in the blank or whatever city. Trust me, we coach people all over the world. I've talked to someone in your city, I promise. So we've got to get off of that. Hey, good to have you, Kylie. Glad. Oh, she just got back from Hawaii last week. I just got out here, Kylie. Good to, hopefully I saw you on the way. I don't know if you're, you know, we could high five on the way back and forth. So that belief that we've got to be available for our customers or our employees 24/7 is nuts. The reality is it is better, not of course for you, but for your business and most importantly for your employees and your customers to be served by systems rather than you. And really that goes, yeah, I won't even get any deeper than that, but that's the reality. So first and foremost, not only is it better for you, it's better for your company. And not only is it better for you and your company, it's better for your employees and your customers that systems and processes and core values dictate what they do and when they do it, how they do it than you. Because what happens is owners of cleaning companies, we get used to at the beginning, it's all us. We make all the decisions and we feel like we make them perfectly because we're the owner, right? Obviously, we're the best equipped. And then we hire a couple people, even if it's just a couple helpers, and they come to us for every little thing, right? Michael, no. Mike can solve this problem. And the problem is it feels good and we can solve it, right? So they come to us. We solve the problem. They get their problem solved. We get to kind of have our business run exactly the way we want it. We feel really good because we're Superman and we're Superwoman and we're out here doing everything. The problem is when you want to grow and scale, at some point you need them to be able to solve problems without you. And if the linchpin is you working in your business, hey, the customer's pissed off. They call the owner. An employee can't show up tonight. We've got to call the owner. owner, right? As long as calling the owner is a system that your company depends on, if you get sick or die, again, you don't have a business, you get a job, right? You are so welcome. Michael says, thanks for all you do. You got me through my first year in the biz. Thank you so much. Big virtual hug to my new best friend, Michael Johnson. So again, the reality is we want to make sure that we have systems and processes running your company, and we run the systems, or actually systems, processes, and core values running your company. And all we do is we blow air and fill up those core values and run those systems. So again, we really want to make sure that, and if you're, well, you don't understand, my customers, if they call in and nobody picks up the phone, they're going to go somewhere else. Yeah, probably. I didn't say don't pick up the phone. I said don't have some, I didn't say don't have anyone in the company pick up the phone. I said you don't have to pick up the phone, right? If you're the receptionist, we got a problem. So, and the good news is you may or may not be, depending on when you, if you pick up the phone and you're cleaning or driving or dealing with some other problem, you're probably not the best person in the world at that moment to take care of that problem, right? But if you have a receptionist, even if it's a part-time receptionist or a virtual assistant or whatever, someone subbed out, or even a company that does it for you, they can be much better at answering the phone than you may or may not be at any given time, right? And if it comes to employees calling out, a scheduler should be handling that. You don't have to deal with that, right? So I'm not saying these things don't have to get done. I'm saying you don't have to be the one to do them. Not only that, you're probably not the best one to do them. We want to create a system when we're calm and it's not an emergency. You go, okay, how would I like this handled when someone doesn't show up, when a customer's pissed off, when a customer calls in for a bid? What's the perfect way to handle this? And we write it down and we train other people to do it. Okay. So not only is it better for you not to do everything, it's better for your company, it's better for your employees, it's better for your customers, it's better for the whole freaking universe, Cleaning Nation. Get on board here. All right. Another thing is when I go on vacation, I still got to work. And again, that ties into if you're working on your business, right? People call you for everything that happens. Another kind of side benefit of when you're working in your business, everybody needs you, it depends on you. But when you're working on your business, when you take a vacation, you can actually take a vacation. You don't actually have to work at all, right? Perfect example right here. I'm on vacation. I'm doing this because I love you guys. I don't want to hang out, but I could have had one of our mindset coaches, Carl. Yeah, Carl, why aren't you doing this? I should have had Carl do this. Or Christy, or, well, not my wife because she's with me. Or Jake, our new enrollment coach. I've got other people that could have done a Facebook Live, and some of you guys maybe, oh, we want Mike, we're pissed off. And other people might go, a lot of times we'll have Natalie on. You guys like her better than me. So the reality is, as long as we're bringing you guys value, you don't care if it's me or not me. It's kind of hard to do a pre-recorded Facebook Live, but for the podcast and the folks listening on YouTube, I could have done a pre-recorder for you guys. That's no big deal. So again, those are all systems. See, right? We have systems or processes. I could have even had a buddy of mine that's built businesses, because some of you might be like, well, I don't have any of those employees. That's fine. I know lots of people that could bring value to you guys. Mike Coy, our credit card processor. We had Mary Pusateri on. Actually, that's not her name anymore. Mary Titone. She's changed her name on a couple weeks ago. There's lots of different options you can have of people that may or may not be employed with you, or a system that can fix that, right? So we want to make sure when you go on vacation, you actually go on vacation. And if you guys are like, hey, you're on vacation, you're still working. Yeah, I do it because I love it. I'm not doing it because we take vacations all the time. We're always traveling. And I do this because I love it. It's not because like, dang it, if I don't do it, everyone's going to be pissed off. So, and I'm totally okay with that. If whatever you're doing on vacation, you want to do some work that brings you value and it's not 24/7 and ruining your vacation, God bless, go do it. I think this is my second thing I'm doing today, and we're not doing anything, I think, for another 3 or 4 days and that little quick stuff. So again, just make sure that the things that you're doing on your vacation are serving you, not like, oh, I've got to do this or the business is going to fall apart. All right. The other thing we've got to get killed is when I go on vacation, my business stops making money. When you have the right people with the right values, following the right systems, have many of our clients, have gone on vacation, sometimes their first vacation in years. And when they came back, their employees said, yeah, we're fine. They made more money on vacation than when they came back. And I'll give you the good and the bad about that. The good is the first time you go on vacation and realize the checks keep coming in and the company works as good or better without you. And again, that's because you're working on it, not in it. So long term, obviously, if you did this for 6-9 months, the company is going to go down. But if you take a week or 2 week vacation, and you've got systems and processes and core values running the company, the thing should run just as good, sometimes better without you, right? Because when you're in it, you're kind of picking at stuff and working on stuff and all this weird things, and it can cost you. So, or not cost you, but it can slow things down when you kind of step back and let the company not be worked on for a minute, just let you guys do what you do. Sometimes it can run more smoothly. So when you have the right people with the right values, or that all share your values, following the right systems, Your company should do better without you. Michael says, do you recommend a VA or hire an in-house employee? Depends on what you're doing, Michael. We've had lots of subbed out people. We've had lots of VAs. So actually, let me answer that a little bit because that comes into vacations, right? If you're going to take a vacation, you need stuff to be done when you're not there. So when it comes to cleaning, right, when it comes to our core deliverable, I'm going to kind of hand that off to VAs or subbed out people last, right? Because that's the one thing that we got to be really good at. When it comes to marketing, client attraction, I'm really good at that. So those things I tend to either hire or do myself when a cleaning company comes. But things like scheduling, admin, towels, cleaning uniforms, payroll, I'm going to sub all that crap out. Accounting, all the things that aren't your key kind of skills, one thing that you've got to really be good at. So in the, owning a cleaning company, you want to be able to build a culture, you want to be able to run and build and run systems, and you want to make sure that you've got a client attraction system that's always pulling in people with or without you. Those things I don't like to see subbed out, but anything other than that, get it off your plate, baby. Hire someone else or subcontract that out, okay? Hopefully that answers your question. All right. The other thing is that belief that there's things that only I can do, Mike, right? I actually just kind of started talking into the next thing I want to talk about anyway. So thank you for bringing that up, Michael. We've got to kill that belief for this to be successful. There are things that only I can do. And it starts the worst at the very lowest level is no one cleans like me. I'm magic, blah, 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 blah. The problem is your competitors are kicking your butt. The big ones that are doing, you know, $1 million, $500,000, multi-$1 million in your neighborhood. They're not held back by that belief of I'm a magic cleaner and everybody wants me. Maybe you are. Maybe you're the best cleaner in the whole wide world. The problem is that limits you to, depending on what part of town you're in or what part of the country you're in, if you're in the United States, $3,000 or $4,000 a month, quite frankly. And to make $4,000 a month, you will be working 50 to 70 hours a week, period. And you'll never get a vacation that you don't get paid. So that belief of I'm the magic cleaner and only me can clean like me, that's great, unless and until you want to not be broke and you want to be able to have a vacation. So that belief that there's things only I can do, right? Scheduling is another big one. Even my Millionaire Mastermind folks, some of them I got to not fight with, but help empower to get off the scheduling, right? If you feel like you're the only one that can schedule, it's tough to take a vacation because that schedule, more on the residential side or on the commercial side, if people get called, you know, calling sick or don't show up, we need a scheduler to do that, right? We need a system and a process to do that around you. Janie says, so glad we're talking about this. This is me. Well, I'm glad for you, Janie, and that's exactly why we're here. I got to tell you, as much fun as it is for us to help people make more money, we do. I got to tell you, having especially single moms or just dads that don't get enough time with their family, and they're working to provide things. Sometimes they're not even being able to do that at the level that they want, but they'll do anything for their kids, but their kids really just want the time. And the problem is there's always gonna be time to work. Certainly, you know, when the kids are out of the house or whatever, but there's, you know, my little guy's three. He's never gonna be three again. He's saying and doing such amazing things. He needs a dad at this point in a way he's not gonna need when he's six. And then when he's six, he's gonna need a dad in a way he's not gonna need when he's nine. And at some point I'm gonna sneeze and he's gonna be out of the house. So it's really, really important. And guess what? As much as I love you guys, I can create systems and processes to help bring value to your world that I may or may not have to be involved in. But there's one human being on the face of this earth that can be a father to my boy, and that's me. So I want to make sure that I never, never, never neglect the things that only I can really do with my family to do stuff that anyone can do. So don't misbelieve into, I have to do the scheduling. I have to answer the phone. If an employee has a problem, I personally have to call and handle it, right? The core value should be handling it. That's really, really, really important day to day. And then when you go to take a vacation, it's just a natural outpouring of the life that you're already living. All right. So the reality is once you get this down, instead of your business being, and this is game changing. I know it sounds like, oh, it'd be nice to take a vacation, but really, once we get our business in such a way that the systems and the core values and the people are running it, it changes everything. The business go, and again, this is what we do at Grow My Cleaning Companies, help make that transition from worker bee, whether it's cleaning or just running the company, to a real owner that gets paid whether you work or not. And instead of your business being firmly in charge, telling you what to do, when to do it, how to do it, interrupting your dinners, taking time from your kids. And I hear stuff that breaks my heart all the time. Oh, my kids are used to it. They know I have to work. Yeah, sure, my wife doesn't love it, but she understands. And they do understand. But again, you are the only one that can be the husband to your wife, the wife to your husband, the mother to your kids. And we want to make sure we transition your business from being your taskmaster, and interrupting dinners and telling you how much time and money and effort and life force you're going to give to it, to something that finally delivers on the promise of giving you and your family the time and money freedom to do what you want, when you want, with who you want. And if you would like our help with that, I'll make you a deal just to show you the systems. And actually, I'm going to take you guys out with me to the, see, I don't know if you'll be able to see the ocean. The lighting's really crappy, but if you go to growmancleaningcompany.com, hold on, crap. I think my bride's out hanging out with her mom. We took my, my mother-in-law, who I love, and I don't know how to make a comment here. What am I supposed to, how do I make, there it is. Okay. I'm going to type it in. It's just growmycleaningcompany.com, www.growmycleaningcompany.com. All right. It's in the chat there for everyone that's live. Yeah. So go to growmycleaningcompany.com, find out the systems and processes that we teach so you can, oh, there it is, popped up. All right. So you can go on vacation, do what you want. I'm out here with you guys. And you can go because we've got systems and processes. Well, can you see the ocean out there? It's there. You have to trust me. Actually, lighting is not bad. I should have stood right here. That looks fantastic. But I got to hold the computer, which sucks. So if you go to growmycleaningcompany.com, we have systems and processes where you'll be able to see a pre-recorded masterclass I did on how to grow. I'm going to go back inside because I'm afraid the wind is making my making you guys not hear me. And this is the important part. So if you go to growmycleaningcompany.com, you will get a free pre-recorded masterclass that we did on the five shifts that you need to turn this cleaning company into a business that gives you freedom as opposed to a job that sucks the freedom out of you. So go to growmycleaningcompany.com right now. In addition to hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of all sorts of cool videos like this and podcasts, there's that free masterclass that's going to be awesome. Check it out. We have a whole system if that helps and you want to go further and really transform your company. Everything you need is at growmycleaningcompany.com. Thank you guys, you gals, for hanging out with me. Thanks for all the support and encouragement, and can't wait to help you guys turn your jobs into businesses. All right, I'm going to go hang out with my family and be a father to my kid like I told you guys, and husband to my wife, and can't wait to talk to y'all soon. Have a great week. We'll talk next week. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.